This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister of Mauritius, Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, will undertake a state visit to India from the 9th to the 16th of this month. Spokesperson of the Ministry of External Affairs, Ranadhir Jaiswal, said, this will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Mr. Ramgulam to India in his current term.
Prime Minister of Mauritius, His Excellency Dr. Naveen Chandra Ramgulam, will undertake a state visit to India from 9 to 16th of September 2025. This will be the first overseas bilateral visit of Prime Minister Dr. Ramgulam to India in his present term. You would recall that Prime Minister Ramgulam had earlier visited India in 2014 to attend the swearing-in ceremony of the Prime Minister and the Council of Ministers. During this visit to India of Dr. Ramgulam, he will, apart from Delhi, he'll also visit Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. In Mumbai, he'll be attending a business event.
On a media question on protests in Australia against Indians, Mr. Jaiswal said that anti-immigrant protests happened in many cities across Australia on the 31st of August, and the Indian High Commissioner and Consulate Generals are in regular touch with the Australian government, as also with the community members in this regard. He said many senior leaders and politicians, both from the Australian government side and also from the opposition side, have issued statements supporting the multicultural identity of Australia. On a query on Quad Summit, he said, Quad is a valuable forum for discussion on shared interests in a number of areas, and the leaders' summit is scheduled through diplomatic consultations among the four partners. On the comments of White House Trade Advisor Peter Navarro, Mr. Jaiswal said MEA has seen the inaccurate and misleading statements made by Mr. Navarro and rejected. He said the relationship between the US and India is very important.
जहाँ तक टैरिफ का सवाल हो या भारत अमेरिकी रिश्ते का सवाल हो, इन दोनों मुद्दे पे हम लोगों ने स्टेटमेंट जारी किया है और मैं चाहूंगा कि आप उस स्टेटमेंट को देखें. टैरिफ के मुद्दे पर हम लोगों ने स्टेटमेंट जारी किया है, एक नहीं है, एक से ज्यादा किया है. और जहां तक रिश्तों की बात है, उसके बारे में अभी मैंने खुलासा किया कि किस प्रकार से हम भारत और अमरीका के रिश्ते को देखते हैं कि एक साझेदारी, एक कॉम्प्रेंसिव पार्टनरशिप है, स्ट्रेटेजिक पार्टनरशिप है, और इसमें जो सब्सटेंटिव एजेंडा है उसके साथ हम आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं इस बेसिस पे कि दोनों देशों के हितों को रखा जाए और साथ में आपसी दोनों में
The reduction in goods and services tax GST rates on several items announced by the central government recently has brought relief to various sections of the society. On this Independence Day from the ramparts of the Red Fort, Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced the next generation of GST reforms by Diwali with a focus on the common man. The Prime Minister's vision of creating a more efficient and citizen-friendly economy was realized as the GST Council on the 3rd of this month approved rates rationalization, simplifying the indirect tax system into a two-tier structure of 5 and 18% from a four-tier structure of 5, 12, 18 and 28%. The GST reforms will come into effect on the 22nd of this month. Talking to Akashvani News, a Delhi-based resident, Lakshmi Narayan, highlighted how the GST reductions in the education sector will benefit students in purchasing various stationery products.
अभी जीएसटी के जो रेट कम किए हैं सरकार ने, हिसाब से मैं ये शिक्षा के क्षेत्र में बहुत अच्छा सराहनीय कदम है. इसमें कम से कम बच्चों की जो पढ़ाई पे इतना खर्चा होता है कि हिसाब से अब देखा जाए तो साथ में जैसे स्टेशनरी है तो उनको वो थोड़ा सस्ता पड़ेगा, और उस हिसाब से कदम बहुत ही सराहनीय है.
President Draupadi Murmu has commended the spirit of those involved in the rescue and relief operations during natural calamities across the country. In a social media post, the president said she is deeply anguished every time she came to know about the natural calamities during the monsoons this year. She said that cloudburst in the hills and floods in the plains have taken a heavy toll, leaving death and destruction in Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Assam and many other parts of the country. And benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week's last trading session on a flat note in volatile trade today. Broader market indices at the Bombay Stock Exchange displayed mixed trend. Mid-cap index slipped 0.1%. And that is the end of this news bulletin.